All right. Good morning, everyone, to our beautiful listeners out there. This is the Cody First Nation Youth Podcast. I am your host, JC Brass, along with my co-hosts,
Decoy Cody
and
Serenity Ward.
We are live in studio, bringing you the best content in 2020. And now, your true topics of the day. What did we do since our last podcast? And we're going to start off with Decoy Cody. What have you done since our last podcast?
Since our last podcast, I just gamed out and chilled with friends and... Yeah, did kind of lost, fell off my bike, got winded, clotted around, got stuck in the mud, lots of different things, and yeah, the puppy that got ran over yesterday.
Oh, sad news. That is sad. Way to kill the mood, bro. Just kidding.
No, but that's something. Anyways, lately just gaming all months.
Yeah, you were saying something about Apex and meeting a couple YouTubers. Yeah. You're pretty high ranked up there, apparently, right? Yeah. What's your ranking?
Yeah, and there's a lot of scary Apex Predators and a lot of diamonds and platinum. And I wish it was never crossplay because it'd be easier.
Mm-hmm. What, a PC or what?
Yeah, PC and Xbox and...
Yep. PS4. We had PS4 all the way, baby. Let's go. Well, I was going to say to just for you all listeners out there, Apex Predator, Apex is the game. Apex Predator is the ranking. It's the highest ranking in the game you can get. It's not like the Predator that we all think, you know, around here, you know what I'm saying? It's a game. It's like Apex is the game. We're talking about a game. Okay, just for to clear your thoughts up, all right? To clear that up. All right, so he's pretty high ranking. He's a platinum. I've played Apex for a short time. I've only ever been a bronze. So I didn't really play too much ranked matches on Apex. Otherwise, I think I probably would be an Apex Predator if I did play a lot of ranked, because I'm a GOAT status like that.
Yep, and I was zoning out there for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Apex is a good game.
Apex is a good game. Serenity, you kind of chuckled when he said gay box. Are you an Xbox fan? Or a PS4? Mm-hmm. Or are you a PC?
I was really big on PS4 because my brother has it, so I used to play with him. Well, back when he had it.
Uh huh.
He was being bad, so he doesn't have it anymore. But, like, now I play Fortnite on it sometimes, yeah. Or I play with these like, stink little 6-year-old bros.
Mm. Oh, mm.
They're so annoying, honestly. They just scream
mm-hmm.
in the mic. But, I don't know. I just, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just switched over to Xbox.
We cannot be in the same room. Oh my goodness. It's a good thing you're on that side of the table. No, just kidding.
Okay, but I'm getting a PS4. I'm going to buy some kind of money I'm saving up right now.
Mm,
buy a PS4.
You hear that? She went to the dark side and now she's coming back to the light. She has realized that was a bad decision.
Well, because person I'm living with right now,
mm-hmm.
he has an Xbox, so that's why.
Oh.
And then we just argue all day about what's better.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she's shacked up with the Xbox dude. All right. Well, have a good time with that, I guess. Good luck.
He's also getting a PS4, too. He's getting a PS4 from... I don't know who he said he was going to get one, but he's going to get one.
Oh, so you're talking him straight.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I want the argument anyway. I want it right away.
Hey, give her a hand for our PS4. users. Sorry to the Xbox users out there, but y'all gotta make the switch, cause you know.
Did you see the new Xbox?
Yeah, it's like a big box, isn't it? Yeah, it's a huge. You saw the new Xbox Two, Serenity, or no?
Looks freaking ugly.
Yeah, it's like the new. What are they calling it? The Xbox.
One X?
Yeah,
1X.
Yeah, it's like a huge box. Looks whack.
Me, when I first seen it, I thought it was an AC.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shots fired. Again, sorry to our Xbox users out there. But the PS4, PS5 is looking fire. I ain't gonna lie, it looks like. You don't like the new look?
No.
I like kind of how the sleek look. I saw a lot of different looks of the PS5. I didn't just see the white version of it. Mm-hmm. I saw the blacked out version of it. I saw the Kobe edition version of it. I saw like the Spider-Man version of it. So I saw all the different kinds of like looks on it. I do like how the look. It looks futuristic kind of, you know. So I kind of like the look. The white, it's interesting because it's different. Normally it's the PS4 comes up, starts black, right? So it's a little bit different, but I'm gonna like it. Serenity, you already said no. Why?
I don't like how it looks, but like I like the features it has on the controller. Mm-hmm. It has like a microphone on it, so you don't have to plug in your microphone if you want to.
Oh. Oh, that's actually pretty cool. I did not know that either. Actually, I think in the concept of the controller, they have bumper paddles on the back of the controller. I think they're adding to it.
That's a scuff.
Is that?
That's a scuff. Scuff controllers have buttons on the back where you don't have to keep on pressing.
Like the, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to move your thumbs off the joysticks.
Yeah, but aren't they adding that to the PS5 controller? I thought I saw something that they added to that to the PS5. I don't know,
because then my cousin, Alan, mm-hmm. he bought a scuff controller online, and it was like $200-something bucks.
Ooh, damn, that's expensive. But aren't they good for, like, not getting, like, stick drift on it or something like that?
They're good, yeah. They're good for competitive gaming.
I need one of them controllers because, you know, I'd be in that war zone.
That's what he
is. I'm all up in there with Nitmercs and all those little swaggies or whatever. I be clapping them on Warzone, boy. I land a superstore. I take everybody out. What's up? Guess how many wins I got in Warzone already? Guess.
I'm guessing like 7.
Probably 3.
Oh my goodness. I have like 70. 74?
Oh, you must be game, dude. I only got one in my life.
One Warzone win? They're tough. They are tough war to get a win in Warzone. It's good. Just so y'all listeners that are not familiar with Battle Royale games, I've played pretty much most of the Battle Royale games, Apex, Fortnite, PUBG, Warzone,
H1Z1.
I played all of them. H1Z1, I wasn't too a huge fan, so I didn't play too long. The hardest Battle Royale game I've played is Call of Duty Warzone. Oh, and Battlefield 5, actually.
Oh, yeah.
They added a Battle Royale to that. So the hardest one to win in so far has been Call of Duty Warzone. And Fortnite is probably the easiest, then Apex, then PUBG, and then Call of Duty Warzone. I don't even qualify Battlefield 5 or H1Z1 because they're kind of irrelevant now since Warzone kind of took over, and Warzone is a 150 player lobby, and actually they had a up to 200 player battle royale lobby. It's pretty cool.
Apex is better.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, your niche is your niche. If you an Apex little predator, then you're an Apex predator. Just kidding. Serenity, are you a battle royale gamer?
No.
What kind of gamer are you? If you were to game.
probably play like Sims all day.
Hey, yo, low key Sims be fire though.
Mm-hmm. Goat Simulator. You ever play that?
What the hell is that?
You ever play Goat Simulator?
Goat Simulator?
I've seen videos on it.
It's, you could be like any different kind of animal. And just play around as them. It's dope. I like it.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, or even gang beasts. You're just little blobby dudes, and you're just fighting each other, trying to toss each other off a building.
That sounds like Super Smash Bros. No, nothing like Super Smash Bros.
It's weird because then you're versing like big guys, and you just gotta hold on to them and try to toss them off buildings.
Huh? It's fun. I've never heard of those games. That must be a new generation thing.
Oh, they're those VR games, that's why.
Oh, they're VR games. Oh, yeah. Cool. Actually, speaking of VR, I have a VR, PSVR. And I have two games. Well, two games that I predominantly play that I still have downloaded. And they are, one is, I don't know if you heard of this one, it's called Beat Saber.
Is that where you have to, like, dodge blocks or whatever?
Yeah, you dodge blocks. Or, well, you don't dodge, but you dodge, like, objects, but you don't, and you swipe the blocks with, like, lightsabers.
Oh, yeah, I played that.
Yeah. It's kind of like you're a Jedi, a musical Jedi. is there any, have you heard of that one?
Yeah, it's all over TikTok right now.
Yeah, I'm a expert plus on that one. Pretty good. That one, like the VR, that one will get you sweat. That's like a workout, low key. Like, you do that for like 20, 30 minutes, you're sweating.
Xbox used to have that, but it wasn't like a VR. It was Xbox 360. That's what it was. I used to play with my cousin all the time. It'd be like the camera, and you'd be like, you have to like stand at a certain spot, and you just like dodge things and be weird on it. I forgot what it was called. It was something Adventures.
It was Xbox Kinect.
Yeah, that Xbox Kinect with the camera and stuff. Yeah.
I used to have that too when I was like a little pup.
Yeah, when I was young, I used to have Xbox, but then I became a man, and I use a man system now, so I use the PS4.
She's on both sides.
She's on both sides. She don't know what side she's on. Hey, that's okay. You do you, girl. You figure that out. we'll be praying for you over here. speaking of the VR games, my second game... It was really difficult to play by myself. I played the whole game with friends because it's one of the craziest games I've ever played. Resident Evil Bio. What is it? Bio something? I can't remember.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's Resident Evil 7 or whatever I think it is.
It's the new one though.
Yeah, and it's VR first person. Super scary, like.
Did you get
jump scared? Oh my goodness! I almost broke my VR set. Like, legit, the first time we all played, there was three of us, and we're playing in my house, and me and two of the bros, and we had the screen on the projector, so you could see what the person with the VR is playing, or like what they see, and because you're playing VR and you have the controller in your hand, so you move forward and backwards with the VR, but you can like crouch and everything like in person and look around corners in person, and so it feels like you're in a haunted house because you have the headphones, the earbuds in as well. So you can only hear, the person playing can only hear whatever is in the game, and you can barely hear the bros outside talking, because you have earbuds in, and legit, like, it was the hardest game to play. Like, the beginning part when I first played was super scary, but now I see the beginning part so many times because I show so many of my friends the game. It's not even scary compared to the second half of the game. Like, it's crazy how intense that game gets in VR.
You're like, check it out.
Yeah, have you tried like anything like scary in VR?
No, I only tried that Saber game.
Oh, the Beat Saber one?
Yeah.
What about you, Serenity?
I tried
Five
Nights at Freddy's before.
Which one?
Five Nights at Freddy's, they have it.
Oh, that's the camera one, right? No, wait.
No, it's different. It's not like the actual, like, games like that. It's like different, like where like you gotta like fix the animatronics, or you gotta like do a bunch of stuff and you get jump scared.
Oh, there's jump scares and stuff. Oh, okay. And that's like a VR version of it? Oh, cool. Cool, cool. Y'all, you'd be too scared to even play the Resident Evil one. I guarantee you. If y'all listening to this, leave a comment in the video saying that you did play it, or if you are willing to try it out. I definitely recommend trying it out. It's a really fun game for VR. I have it for PSVR. I think for like the other VR, I think for HTC or whatever Oculus. I think you can actually use the hand things to grab in the game. But for the PSVR, you have to use the PS controller to grab in the game, not the motion sticks, because I don't know. I really wish you could have used the motion sticks to grab in the game, but it just didn't work out that way. But still, a really great game. Okay, so that was some VR talk, and what else were we talking about? Gaming, VR. A little bit of motivation, and then we talked about what we're interested in, PlayStation, Xbox. If you're interested, if you're a PS4 gamer, let's do a poll on this podcast. So leave also a comment, or if you're a PS4 gamer, heart this video or this audio podcast on Facebook. I believe we're posting it to Facebook. Heart it and share it. Or heart, comment, and share. If you're Xbox gamer, then just like it, comment, and you can share it too. But we'll mainly find out from the comments and the likes and hearts.
Xbox keeps scrolling.
And if you're if you're Xbox player, just keep scrolling. I'm just kidding. And if you're PS PC gamer, you're whack. Just kidding. But. All right, so I think that's all I got for gaming. Anything else you guys want to talk about gaming-wise?
No.
Nothing else? No. Okay, so we're going to take a quick, short break, and we'll be back in 5. All right, we're back from our break here in the Cody Youth Podcast Room. And now on topic, we are going to discuss some very, very, very important topics, such as what is our and yours favorite movie of all time? And starting with Decoy. Go ahead, Decoy. What you got?
Me, I'm like a Marvel fan.
Okay.
More of a Marvel fan kind. Somewhat, I'm really watch movies from like kind of like back then.
Mm-hmm.
Only watch some, but my favorite one right now is probably Endgame.
That's a good one. Definitely.
Oh yeah, and Hacksaw Ridge, you ever watch that?
Oh, Hacksaw Ridge is a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. I watched that in school, and after I watched that, and I wanted to watch it all the time.
Yeah. He's just one more, Lord, hey, or whatever, and then you just go back. And I like, that's like such a good, that movie.
Yeah.
It's always good to tag like the medic of the group who's always reviving your teammates when you're gaming. Yeah. But yeah, those are good movies. I definitely agree with you about the Marvel. I'm a huge Marvel fanatic. I think that I've watched all the Marvel movies, and I haven't watched all the Marvel series, actually, like on the Netflix or whatever. There's some Marvel series, and they're coming out with more series. But I'm definitely interested in seeing where they're going to go with the franchise. I think they're making a Spider-Man 3 and a Guardians of the Galaxy, another one.
Really love to see another Spider-Man.
Yeah, with Venom. That'd be cool. And Serenity, speaking on favorite movies, what about yourself here?
I like I like DC movies. Just kidding, Marvel. I just wanted to trick you guys for a second.
Oh, this girl, don't do that. I'm gonna tell your mom.
I like to watch Marvel movies sometimes, but most of the time I just, whatever the first thing I see on Netflix, I put it on and I just don't even pay attention to the movie because half the time I'm on my phone, so.
Mm. Oh, she's one of them. Sally Texters, or I don't can't remember what they call. The movie theater calls you Tommy Texters. I don't can't remember what the girl version of it is, but I guess you're a Tommy Texter.
I don't text in like movie theaters. I just at home.
Don't damn lie. This is a podcast that we're gonna post. You know that, right? Your friends are gonna call you out on it.
Well. Online movie theaters have Wi-Fi that I'm not on my phone. I actually pay attention because I don't have data.
Okay. I guess I'll partially believe you. We'll leave that up to the audience to decide. But anyways, mine, thanks for asking, Serenity.
Oh.
Just kidding. Oh. My favorite movie would be, well, I guess type of movie would be the Marvel series as well. I don't really have a favorite TV show. Actually, I do. Brooklyn Nine-Nine would be my favorite TV show.
Well, I got me too. I rewatched the new season like 5 times already because I'm just bored.
That is hilarious. I actually rewatched the whole 6 seasons.
I think it's
7.
I thought it was on 8.
Well, they're going on to 8. They finished 7, I think. Right? I can't remember. Well, I pretty much rewatched the whole, all of it, I think like 4 or 5 times. They're so funny. I love, that's a great series. Do you have any favorite TV shows?
No, I don't really watch TV shows. I like movies.
But movie? You're a movie guy? Yeah, I was always a movie guy. I started getting into TV shows recently. But yeah, don't watch too much TV shows. And the only other ones I really watch would be like Community. I watched some, what is it, Vikings. I never watched Game of Thrones though. I heard that one's supposed to be good.
Game of Thrones, I feel like it's overhyped. Like people overhyped it already. Like it's like,
really?
It's gonna be horrible if you watch it because it's been overhyped.
Well, wait, have you watched it?
No, I tried watching and I got bored in the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
Hola, shame.
Well, that's a good hour-long episode.
Yeah, is it like hour-long episodes, but it's like 8 seasons or something, or?
I don't know.
Plus, 10 seasons? I don't know.
I don't know. Plus, people like, can talk about like how like messed up it is sometimes because there's incest in it, and I'm like not into that.
Getting yeah. There is.
Yeah, there is. I kept hearing people because when I was in grade 8, this like guy used to be obsessed with it. He would like come to school every single day with something Game of Thrones themed.
Yeah.
And I just kept calling him nerd, but the guy from my class, if you still are into Game of Thrones, I'm sorry for calling him nerd every day. He was pretty nerdy, like. But like he would overhype it all the time. That's all he ever talked about. And I just got bored. So I just get go to the bathroom, stay there until I feel like he's done talking about it.
Shmey.
Just not into it. But like, he always talked about how messed up the episodes were, so I just never watched it.
Mm. I also have never watched it, so. Well, I did watch like one episode with my cousin here and there, whatever season he was on. And I didn't understand the concept of it, and so I never really, like, it kind of seemed cool, I kind of didn't, I was like, and it kind of, like, they're already so far in the seasons, I'm like, it take forever to catch up, so I backed out, and yeah.
I gotta ask you, which is better, Family Guy or The Simpsons?
Oh.
Or Rick and Morty?
There is a right answer, if that's hard.
Okay, listen here, buddy, and listen close. All right.
That's here.
You want to hear my answer? Stay tuned to the next youth podcast. Nah, just kidding. All right. Okay, just kidding. So, which is better, Simpsons or The Family Guy or Rick and Morty? I'd have to say, from my experience in watching, and from the amount of TV shows or shows I've watched out of The Simpsons and Family Guy, I would have to say, it's a tough one, pretty close, but I grew up on The Simpsons.
That's what I was gonna say too, but Family Guy was all right. It just gets,
it's a good dumb show. Like, they always talk about like celebrity like references, and it's like kind of like, it's like not really the jokes, you know?
Yeah.
I like The Simpsons because how they predict things and how they do like different kinds of stupid stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, The Simpsons is a good one. Are they still going?
Yeah.
They're still making episodes?
I thought they ended.
I have no clue. I honestly don't know.
I heard they ended like years ago.
They probably ended, but still lots of episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd say Simpsons is definitely GOAT status. So, for between those two shows, like the cartoon ones, I think the Simpsons is GOAT status. So was it Rick and Morty?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that stand? Which was better, Family Guy or Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty, I'd say.
Oh, so Family Guy's third.
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Interesting. Also, leave in the comments what you think if you want to discuss and start a debate. That is the sound of me drinking my nice, chilled Red Bull. Enjoying it to the fullest. All right, listeners. We did discuss our favorite movies and our favorite TV shows. Now let's discuss... What?
Maybe even get to talk about my favorite TV show.
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite TV show?
I don't know. I have, so many we watch all the time.
Okay, settle down. Nah, just kidding.
No, that's all I have to do. So, no matter where I'm at, I always just watch TV shows.
So TV shows over movies then? Okay, so
movies is like I get bored easily, so I'm just like, I'm out.
Okay, then. What's your favorite TV show?
Honestly, I don't even know what
Just start.
It's in between two of them. I'm gonna have to go with Orange Is the New Black.
What? Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait, is that one about those ladies, that lady jail?
Yeah, they're the ladies.
There's two of them.
It's about ladies in jail or something like that, right? Or.
Yeah. And it ended so early too.
I don't like TV shows because you always gotta go to the next thing to find out the next episode just to find out what happens. And I'm like, jeez.
But that's how they keep it interesting. That way you have I can't wait till the next episode.
But I'd rather have it in a movie.
I know. The whole storyline is easier to be in a movie because the movie is shorter. But... if you low-key think about it, the Marvel series is it's a giant movie, but it's also like a giant TV series in a way.
Yeah.
It's like the movie series because we had to wait till the next movie to find out what happens, and we had to wait another year, a full year, or 2 years to find out what happens, if who Thanos is or who has it with this stone or this stone and what's going on. So technically, Marvel was kind of like a giant series, like a TV series almost. But it was a movie series, obviously, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just don't like to wait around to see what happens, hey?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of impatient like that, hey?
Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna tell your mom. Bye. That's good. So what was your second one there, Serena? You said Orange Is the New Black that comes
on
top.
Orange Is the New Black, and then I would have to say, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is added up in my top.
How dare you?
I don't like how they turn it into all about Jake and Amy. That's kind of stale, you know?
It's kind of hot though.
I want more of like Rose's backstory now, because her life is a secret. Like, all we know is like she was a ballerina, and that's all I know.
Hey, you know, they actually have been doing Rosa takes because, hello, remember they introduced Rosa, like her parents, into it, and then she came out as gay, remember? What Jake, and like she.
No, what I mean is, like, how did she come to, like, get so, like.
Like ferocious, like her.
Yeah, like get so, like, hateful and mean, you know? Like, how did she get to be that? That's what I want. I want more of her childhood. You know, like, why she ended up like that?
Well, they did talk a little bit about her childhood in one episode where, like, remember she said she was, like, because we'll see who's a bigger fan here, like, if you remember these episodes. Okay, so she was, there was a kid, and she was being nice to the kid, I think, but also kind of mean at the same time. For a reason, she said. And Terry was always asking her, should you be so hard to him like that, or something like that? And she's like, I have my reasons, or, you know, this and this. And then, but she at the same time, she wasn't too mean to him. Like, she'd be nice, but she'd always question him. Like, she'd do poundits to him and stuff. But then the kid broke the actual law, because, like, she was his, like, big brother or something like that for the program, and then her kid broke the law or something, did something wrong, and she kind of got mad at him initially, and was like, hey, you little punk, I'm gonna kill you or something, you know, like how she was, you know, being ferocious. And then Terry's like, oh, maybe you should take it easy on, you know, be a little bit more easier. And then she kind of said something, but if you only knew my background or something. And then she was talking about, like, her past, like, she was used to be a ballerina, but she was also, like, had a really strict teacher who helped her become better. And then Terry's like, well, it sounds like she needed to make peace with her past, so he brought her old ballerina teacher to meet her, and it turned out that her ballerina teacher was, like, super strict, and was still super strict, and she, like, in the police station. Do you remember this episode?
I think I blacked out when I watched this one. I don't remember.
So it was, like, it was about her past, and, like, so I guess I'm probably...
Oh, okay, you know what? I only watched one season, like, 50 million times, and that's all, okay?
You gotta catch up, girl. You gotta catch up.
Like, I want, or like, when I watch TV shows, I want them to, like, say that, like, they killed someone or something, you know? Like, I want, like, tense drama, not just, like, oh my god, we're gonna have a baby. Like, no, like, get that out of here.
Y'all just, you just be hating on Jake and Amy right now.
I don't like them.
I feel some animosity here up towards Jake and Amy. Are you jello? Huh? Are you being jello, Jake and Amy? Huh?
No, it's just like they don't find them like they should be together, you know? They're so different.
What are you talking about? I think they're super cute. Hello, have you seen Jake and Amy?
I'm gonna watch this.
But, like, I like how he's, like, matured, like, when he was with Amy.
Yeah.
He's, like, matured from all the way from season one to, like, now. You know, he matured a lot. He's not childish anymore.
Yeah.
But still, it's just...
Yeah, I do. I prefer his character now. And Decoy, it is a good show. I think you'd like this show. It's a comedic show. It's like, it's only 20-minute long episodes. So, like, for guys like you, like, don't really want long episodes and wait till next one. It's just shorter episodes. I think you'd enjoy it. It's a funny one. Yeah. You gotta watch rewatch the whole thing, because you missed so much backstory here, because, like, they even did Boyle's background. Boyle's one of the funniest characters in there.
Yeah,
he is so funny.
Sometimes I relate to him. Sometimes.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Sometimes I just relate to him. Being simple.
Yeah. You know who I miss though? Gina. Gina Linetti.
If she was never there from the beginning of the show, I probably would have never noticed her.
Well, I don't know, because I rewatched the episode so many times. I recognize that in like episode season 5 or 6 that they started, she started to phase out. Probably because I'm not sure she, like, she got like a bigger role in another show somewhere else, but slowly she started becoming less and less like small, like a smaller role throughout the whole, like the last those seasons.
The reason why she disappears because she got knocked up too in the show.
Yeah,
I remember. So she was technically on maternity leave.
Yeah,
and at the same time, also now I know where she got famous because I forgot what season that was. But also now I know where she was famous and someone like sent her death threats.
Yeah, yeah. And then after that, she was gone. She was done after that season, after that episode where she was famous. She didn't come back. She didn't come back. All right, we're just going to end our... Thank you for listening. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back later. And there it is, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in a minute. All right, folks. Welcome back. In our last discussion, we were discussing plots in Brooklyn Nine-Nine and characters, and we were discussing Gina Linetti. And in discussion with Gina Linetti, we were having a debate whether when she's totally out of the picture, and we were discussing, from what I knew is that she got pregnant in the show, actually in real life, and they kind of used that at the same time, but then she returned back and she was super famous in the show, later in the show, and then she was done. But is she completely out of the show now? Or is she coming back? Because I don't think she is in the last season at all.
No, I think she's done.
Like, she's done, right? Like, she's out of there.
Oh, yeah. Because since she was really pregnant in real life, she probably wants to keep a low profile for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's interesting. Interesting that, because I'm, we're talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Netflix. It's a hilarious show. It's 20 minute long. If you're interested in getting into it, it's one of my top favorite shows. It is my top favorite show, TV show. It's almost Serenity's top favorites. And it's Decoy is one of his top interests right now. Am I right or am I right? So Decoy might check it out later. Hopefully you will check it out. Tell me who your favorite character is if you do check it out. And if you do watch it, what is your favorite episode and who's your favorite character? Leave it in the comments below. All right. Gina Linetti is no longer part of it, I don't think. What about... did they introduce a new character or no to the group?
They kept introducing that one guy.
The crazy dude, right?
Yeah, that one. They keep taking him off the show and then they keep bringing him back on.
Yeah, I think they try to add him for like a comedic relief, I guess, like kind of just switch it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his name though. I'm not sure this last season, is he like permanent now in this last season? I can't remember.
No.
Who did they introduce in the last season? Didn't they introduce somebody new? I can't remember now. I have to rewatch this. It's been like a minute since I rewatched it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. But anyways, I guess that's it. We'll move on from another subject from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. We don't want to bore you with our Brooklyn Nine-Nine knowledge here. But we're going to talk about... What is your favorite place to go in Saskatchewan? Where is your favorite place to go in Saskatchewan?
Kiss.
That's your main boy. Settle down. Those are your cousins over there. Just kidding. All right, you heard it, folks. Kiss is Decoy's favorite place to go. Hit him up if you're from KK.
What about you,
Serenity?
Serenity.
Okay, not any of the rest. That's not my favorite place to go. I'd have to say Saskatoon. I feel like it there.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like you could just walk out and like like breathe in, like it polluted city air.
Oh, yeah. Low key, Saskatoon is actually a cleaner city than I think Regina, because I did some running in Regina one day, and you could feel it in your lungs. Like, it was in the summertime, obviously, but I ran there, and you feel it in your lungs after jogging on the side of the road. It was so bad. Saskatoon, I do think, is slightly, like, is a cleaner city, and is a nicer city.
It's better to live there, because even the hoods are a lot better than Regina. Like, all of Regina is, like, a hood, basically.
Okay, so you a hood. You a hood, you know what I'm saying? You hood, you know?
No.
You ain't hood like that? Or you hood like that? Oh, you hood like that? Oh, you good like that? No, just fine. I'm fine. Okay, so my favorite place to go, thanks for asking, Serenity, is in Saskatchewan would be, decisions. I've been actually a lot of places in Saskatchewan because I used to be a mentor for First Nations planning, and I traveled Saskatchewan quite a bit and been to a lot of First Nations. So I would say, dang, that's a hard one. Because I do enjoy the city, but only if my family's there. But some like my cousin and them are moving back. I don't know, man. Like, I just have to say the country somewhere in Saskatchewan. It's so beautiful out in the country. I'd say, oh, you know what? The Capel Valley actually is really beautiful. The Capel Valley. So any, like, area around the Capel Valley is, like, really nice. So I'd say that. That's a really nice view. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I did run up the Kaktawishtawa Hill from, in the valley. Like, I ran up it.
Was it hard?
Oh, it was for that amazing race. I don't know. Have you heard of the amazing race? Like the reserves, the Kaktawishtaw, Ocean Man, I think, Sacamay, Kawazis. Those reserves up there, they host this amazing race. There's biking. So you have to form a team of four. Yeah. Five, I think. I can't remember. Yeah, think of five. Like, so you have one biker, like cyclist. You have one runner, two boat people that you boat ride or whatever, and then you have a horse rider. And it's like across all four reserves or something like that. It's like crazy, ridiculous. And then so the biker starts off, and he bikes like 16K or something like that, and then hands the baton to the boat riders, and the baton, and then they boat cross the lake. They pass it to the runner, me, and then I run 6K, pass the baton to the biker again. The biker passes it to the horse rider, and the horse rider passes it back to the runner, who then finishes the race up the hill, Kaktawishtaw Hill, which is a really long, steep hill. And then after we get all on the hill, the whole team has to hit a target with archery. And after the whole team finishes there, then they finish running the race, running into the powwow grounds at the new Kaktawishtaw powwow ground. And we did that. We were the winners. We were the first team to do it. And it was so cool because, like, the powwow, you know how the powwow grounds are, like the arbor and stuff, like circular, and the whole crowd is full of people, and people were just cheering and screaming. This is like 2 years ago, though, I competed in this race. And so it was really cool to have the people cheering you on as you ran in with your team. But the thing was, like, that was a last minute decision for us to run into the power ground together. So we didn't have our baton with us. And we finished the top of the race. The goal was to finish the top of the hill and hit your target, and that was the end of the race. And that's when your team won. But because it was a new arbor, that they just added this rule in, like last minute to the race, and like we just, but they didn't say. So I guess when we were doing our archery, we left our baton at the archery. And so they were like, oh, we lost the race. And we were way ahead of everybody. And then we were like, what? How did we lose the race? Well, your baton. And I'm like, well, you could have told us that when we got finished the race, because we had so much time. We could have went back, got the baton, and came back. But they ended up giving it to us anyway because we were so ahead of the game. So we ended up winning the thing. We're actually the defending champions still because they didn't do it last year. And I don't think, obviously, I don't think they're doing it this year. But we're still defending champs.
What did you win?
We won 3 G's. What's up? Get on my level.
Beginner's luck.
No, I'm a runner boy. I might be 230 pounds, but I can outrun you. Long distance or short distance?
Not much of a long distance guy, but like short distance races.
I'd still dust you.
Bet.
Bet, bro. Bet. Serenity? Are you a runner?
I used to be.
Long distance or short distance?
We speak cross country all the time, that's all.
Oh, okay. Long distance, yeah. So, can you still do it?
No. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, no, why not?
Personal reasons.
Because I choose not to.
Sketchy sounding. But no, it's just because all of a sudden I never woke up lazy.
So one day she woke up lazy. Happens to the best of us. Right, Decoy?
Sometimes.
But I only run if I really need to run, then I'll run.
You know, it's actually good. I think you should do it every other day. It's really good for you. Even though, like, it's hard for you. Like, it's hard, but it's good. You know what I'm saying? Catch my drift? You know what I'm saying? Catch my drift. No, just kidding. You know what I'm saying, dog? Decoy? Do you still do any running?
Yeah, I do lots. Well, just like the other day on Saturday when we had this fun day out here.
Mm-hmm.
I won a couple races. I got $40 on that all-age race.
Yeah.
And then I got $25 for racing for 14 and 15-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I got first for both of them and felt fast.
You felt deadly.
Mm.
Oh, you wouldn't feel deadly racing against me, I'll tell you that much.
Maybe.
Just kidding. But it's good to be competitive. It's good to have that competitiveness, you know, like it's okay to challenge one another to races and this to be a, you know, it's fun for me. I like enjoying being competitive with others and joking like I'm faster, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just I have a fun time. It's fun for me to do that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our beautiful and wonderful podcast. I am your host, JC Brass, along with our co-hosts,
Nico Cody.
And
Serenity Ward.
Thank you for listening. And this is the Cody First Nation Youth Podcast, and we're out.
Thank you for listening. And this is the Cody First Nation Youth Podcast, and we're out.